This is Dr. Sivarajan Dittringa, but ask your report patient. Zhonghua, Zhonghua, last name Wu, W-U, Wu, date of birth is 2-20-1967. Indication procedure was epigastropain, history of gastric ulcer in the past, family history of stomach cancer. He's coming from China, Chinese descendant. Solution of giving anesthesia, anesthesia, Dr. Mraj, patient on receipt of blood pressure, pressure on me, retarded on priority, patient EGD with biopsy, instrument to lymphocytes, CD, gyroscope, patient parking inside of pain, but patient, patient, play level, receive, scope of oral cavity, pass, and friend, serving against the ejection of the blood, run, second, exam, patient, duodenum, away, more, and donitis, pass, his phone, test, and run, and roll, CD, scope, and try to scope, enter, follow, look, normal, nervous, and pulse, ulcer, pass, and show, enter, mother, gastric, pass, getting, and body. The regular pressure within the sagittal bars, upper body, spondylitis, and cardio was seen. Patient had diffuse erosive gastritis with thickening of the mucosal regal fold of the stomach in the proximal and the distal body of the stomach was noted. There was clear demarcation of thickening of the fold and inflammatory changes from the distal stomach to the to the prepyloric antrum area. Multiple biopsy were taken from the proximal body of stomach and the distal body of stomach and those thick regal folds, and they were set in separate jars. I did also the biopsy at the margin of the distal stomach biopsy and the antrum. These biopsies were done to rule if there is any new plastic like Lanatus plastica or any other of those pathological changes happening since of this coming from the part of the world, and since he has personal history of the stomach ulcer, and since he has family history of stomach cancer. The biopsy was also one of these, any malt lymphomas. Scope was straightened. The upper body of fundus and cardia appeared again, appeared to be having erosive gastritis. Biopsy were taken, scope straightened by junction. Patients appeared to be having short segment varic about 2 to 3 centimeter in circumferential area. Doctor pictured, biopsy were taken for a sluggish diagnosis. Confirmation of sluggish diagnosis of parasitic. It was switched and removed. Returned patient on the complication. Finding the one short segment barrett about 2 to 3 centimeters. Circumferential biopsy were taken to study diagnosis of parasitic. Number two, patient has a diffuse gastritis, erosive gastritis, moderate to severe in nature. It appeared to be in a thickening of the regal fold of the proximal and distal body of stomach. Numerous biopsies were taken from the proximal body stomach and the distal body stomach, and they were sent in separate jars. You could see a clear demarcation between the stomach body and the antrum with the mucosal change. The margins were also biopsied. The patient, these biopsies were taken to rule out Lanatus plastica, atypical cells, and also rule out this is... atrophic gastritis, also ruled if the patient, if this is MALT, M-A-L-T, maltoma, or MALT lymphoma. And number four, patient mild to moderate erosive prepyloric gastritis, biopsy were taken, sluggish diagnosis. Number five, mild to moderate duodenitis, biopsy were taken. Recommendation, away from the baroesophagus biopsy to study the diagnosis of baroesophagus, and that's the case to rule out basal dysplasia. Number two, away from the biopsy from the proximal distal body stomach with a thickening of the regal fold to rule out maltoma, Lanatus plastica, to rule out Helicobacter pylori. Even if the biopsy comes out all negative, recommend to have upper endoscopic ultrasound, upper EUS, for evaluation of to see if there is any submucosal atypical presentation, which is sometimes noted in the patient Lanatus plastica. So I'm going to do the upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of those thick regal stomach fold of the proximal and distal bodies, the whole body stomach, certainly the proximal and distal body stomach. Number three, and for that I'm going to send the patient to ORMC with Dr. Haas, Dr. Vareta Jallo, at ORMC in Orlando. And before for the stomach biopsy to go, if there's any Helicobacter pylori, it comes to a positive, would treat to triple therapy. Start patient on caraphate, 1 gram QID, and start patient on pentabazole. Patient not taking proton pump, 40 milligrams per day. and with a smaller biopsy. Patient follow-up 1 to 2 weeks, end of dictation. Please send the copy to Dr. Parmsetti and copy to Dr. Patient Primary Care Provider, Dr. Ravindra Tuck, T-A-K Tuck. Their procedure was June 4, 2022. Their dictation June 4, 2022. Patient follow-up, patient, no complication. Thanks.